Well, Steve, many congratulations. I think it's the first thing to say.
Yeah, to be honest, quite relieved, you know, but proud as well, because the lads set it out as a major goal this season to avoid relegation, and thankfully they got us through, but there's a few hairy moments along the way, and it has been a tough whole season.
What a difference 24 hours makes, really, to be honest, because everybody I was talking to coming out last night was obviously very down, but you know, it's all worked out well in the end.
Yeah, we were very down, and we struggled to get those runs and get that point, and that was quite a blow to us, but thankfully, you know, the Warwickshire lads did us a favour and stopped Hampshire getting to that maximum points and looking a good position in their game, and you know, it all turned out well in the end, but it was a close call. I do think, though, that the team should be better for it, the experience, you know, and I've always said that if we can get through, we'll be better for it next year. It won't be easy next year, and there's a couple of good sides going to come up, as well as the sides that are seasoned campaigners in Division 1 that are above us, and it won't be easy at all, and our resources are obviously limited, and we're going to have to rely on hopefully these guys kicking on and doing a little bit better next year, because they've had a good experience at it this year.
Just to put this achievement in context, you were long odds on favourites for most of the bookies to go down at the start of the season. You lost the first six. Okay, you're in a lot of those, but you lost them.
Yeah.
And at that point, I put my hand up, and I thought there was no way you were going to get out of it. I mean, how do you sum up the achievement?
It's an amazing achievement in many ways for what you've just repeated there, losing the first six. But we did believe, and the dressing room stayed together, and they had a good spirit, and you know, there's been some good performances, and we thoroughly deserved the points. We've played on a result square at New Road, which helps us. It's been a good cricket wicket this year, but you will get a result there, and I think, you know, there's been good performances all around from all the players, but if you look at the bowling with Alan Richardson, what he's achieved, the batting, Vikram's got 300s, and an all-rounder in Gareth Andrew has had a very good season as well, and without those three doing their job, we might not have got there.
In your own career and playing and coaching, where do you put this?
Coaching right up there, obviously, because you know, like, proving people wrong is lovely, but and also dealing with limited resources and trying to get success out of that is frustrating, but obviously it's a major achievement. But it's difficult to assess, you know, how cricket is when you're a player or a coach. All I can say is that as a coach, it's far more nervy. There's not a lot you can do once the lads get on the park, and it's very difficult. So in that sense, it's probably the best achievement.
Finally, just a word about the state of this game. Obviously, one day to go in this one yet. When you started the second innings, I thought you got an appointment tomorrow afternoon or something, so like, how's something like that?
Yeah, they obviously the lads fed off some indifferent bowling initially, but they got the straps together and got a couple of wickets, which was a big blow to us. But you know, we'll go in there obviously thinking we can win, because we can, and we need two big partnerships. It won't be easy. The wickets up and down and a bit of spin, and they've got a good attack, and we know that this will be a difficult challenge, but the lads, you know, why not go into it tomorrow feeling we can win, which we can do.
Of course, the pressure's off a bit now to a degree.
Yeah, you're right, and we could have done with it a day earlier, but it wasn't to be. We just delayed it again. We don't seem to make life easy for ourselves, but the pressure is off, and we've got to keep our fingers crossed we can get a couple of big partnerships.
Many congratulations, Steve. We've had endless messages, texts and emails congratulating the team, and I hope
nice.
You have a quiet drink, the team at Wardon, to everybody concerned.
Thank you, Trevor, and thanks to the listeners.